We're here with Rich and Roey. Rich, can you share a little bit about yourself?
Rich. I go by Born Rich the Artist. Originally from Chicago, raised here in Silver Lake in L.A. I have family in Israel. I have a daughter that's half Israeli, half American. So stuff like this, like We Will Dance Again, hits close to home. So that's what I'm here, just to represent for my family and the people I love.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
And Roey.
Hey.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
Can you share a little bit about yourself?
Yes. My name is Roey, with the accent Hebrew.
Roey.
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 I'm a Nova survivor. I'm here in the exhibit to sharing my tough story from October 7. I lost my girlfriend, the love of my life, my best friend, and my mom. And I'm here for them, for me, for my healing. Yeah.
So, Rich, what was it like to walk through this exhibit? What was it like for you?
Oh, wow. It was really heart-wrenching. I can't try to switch it up or say anything. They did it very well, you know, but it's very heart-wrenching. I have a daughter, so me seeing like messages, like phone calls with daughters and their father before they're getting either kidnapped or shot, it really hits close to home to me. So, you know, it's an amazing exhibit, wonderfully done, beautifully done. I love how it goes from a positive and kind of drops down, then comes back up to a positive, to bringing us back to a positivity and thinking about a new world. But yeah, it was definitely an experience. I would say anyone who's think that it's not true or it didn't happen should come check it out. Anyone who's a lover of music, people that go to music festivals, should definitely come check it out.
Thank you. And Roey, what's it like for you being in the exhibit and just experiencing it again?
Again, yeah. This is my second exhibit. I started at New York. Exhibit in New York was powerful, but here it's bigger, it's tough, but it's necessary. The world must to know. Mm-hmm. And this is my new job, I think. Traveling around the world, sharing my crazy story, and try to make good in the world. I think we are the good side. We want peace, we want love. You just want to dance, and we keep share this motto.
Yeah. Roey, do you mind sharing some of your story? Are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Rich, did you hear it at all?
I did hear it. It brought me to tears. I gave him a big hug. The world needs to know this. And I just gained a brother 10 minutes ago.
Absolutely. So, 6:29, the nightmare begin. We tried to escape. We didn't access. We didn't succeed, I'm sorry. Mapal, my girlfriend, the love of my life. Ili, my best friend, and I. Running to the north, to the south. The bullets is next to our head, the whistle, it was a big war over our head, and we was surrounded almost 316, a lot of terrorists everywhere, and I had a decision to hide. I asked for Hilly get under the small car. I asked for Mapal, my girlfriend, get under the big car, and I next to Mapali. Last conversation, girls, don't talk, don't move. The terrorist will be here every minute. They understand the situation. Mapal and I under the car, face to face. She realized the situation. She looked into my eyes. And the last words was, Roy, I love you. And she closed her eyes. I said, Mapal, I love you. I closed my eyes. 2 minutes after that, she was murdered. And I was shot too, but I survived it. Hilly was murdered too. And this is the situation, like 7 hours almost. I'm next to my love of my life, dead body. Try to understand what I see, if this is the reality, or I don't know what's happening. And I'm crying, I'm crazy. I was shouting like, I don't know what, like what, but. And 1 week after, October 7, my dear mom can't handle this anymore, all the loss, all the pain. And she called me the suicide. And long story short, this is my story.
Hi. Roy, thank you for sharing. I know it's beyond painful, and we don't have the video on right now, but if they would, they'd see a lot of tears in this room. You're here. You're strong. You're resilient. And what message do you have for people?
Keep sharing our light. Keep doing good things, like my mom was, like Mapal and Dili. This is their legacy. And this is what they want. I need to smile. I need to keep going. Life goes on. It's okay to cry. It's okay to shout. I accept everything, yeah. Every feeling. And that's all I think.
Yeah.
I think that's the healthy way to go about it. Accept everything about it. Accept the crying, the shouting, the why did it happen, all of that, you know. Just take it in and, you know, turn it around. Either you do this for a living or you open a basketball camp for kids or anything, you know. Yeah. You could do something that'll touch the world somehow. And your story will definitely get out, you know. And he has a crazy, beautiful arm tattoo, and it's not like something where it's like, oh, it's cool, it actually has meaning. Everything on its arm has meaning.
Yeah, it's actually a feature of the exhibit. There's a cool photo of it and a description, so whomever comes to the exhibit can see it for themselves, either in person or the photo.
Yeah.
And Rich, I feel like you've gotten very familiar with the Nova community in the past few weeks and understanding of the mission and everything. What's your call to action? What do you feel like you need to do? What is your responsibility now, knowing what you know, seeing what you see, and being immersed in this community? You can't turn away now.
I'm in it to win it, and that's what it's about. We're just trying to just shed light on the world, let people know that darkness, it won't outshine the light, you know?
Yeah.
You go into a dark room, all you need is the smallest bit of light to light the whole room. And my light can light your light, and your light can pass it on. You know, we can sit in a dark room, we can all have candles, I can have one, and I can light it and give it to you, and it can pass on, we can illuminate the whole room with just candles with our light.
Yeah.
So the same way we have to do with our souls, we have to bring the light. It's what we're supposed to do as a tribe, bring light to the world. And just keep trying to see the positive in everything. Stick together, stay close, tell people you love them every day. You know, some people are like, oh, I'm scared to say I love you to her. If you love her, say you love her. What's the point, you know?
Yeah.
So tell people you love them, give them a big hug. And yeah, we're going to get through this together. And that's the only way.
Yeah. So you guys met today in the exhibit?
Right now.
Right now.
10 minutes ago.
Yeah. 10 minutes ago, no, until exactly. I interrupted you and pulled you in. So what were you guys talking about? What, you know, I told Rich that he had to talk to you because you have an incredible story, but also you have beautiful art on your arm, and Rich is an artist.
Yes. Thank you.
It's crazy. You told me to, you're like, you should talk to him. You said that yesterday, and there were so many people, I kind of lost him. So I came back today. I didn't think I would see him, and then I ran into him in the back. And then we just start talking, and then he said, you like basketball? And that's, I'm not going to lie, that's the number one question I get when I go to Israel.
What?
Because they think I'm a pro, because I'm tall, I'm black.
You have the style of the basketball player.
Yeah, so it's like...
The package.
They got the whole package. So they're like, oh, like grandmas, like grandpas, sabas, aftas. They always ask, you play basketball? And they want to like show their like... nephews or like their grandkids. But yeah, he said, you like basketball? I say, hell yeah. He said, you know, this is kind of what's giving him solace right now, is playing ball. And I told him, how long are you here? Let's go play ball. Let's bond that way. Between the lines, let's have fun. Kind of forget about the issues of the world. And it gives us some therapy, you know?
Yeah.
And when he told me that, I said, I'm with it. Anytime you're here, if you're, you know, if I'm free, I'm not working, let's make it happen. Let's go hoop. Let's go play ball.
Yeah.
So it's like hoopers, they find each other. Somehow it just happens, regardless of any city you're in. You're like, oh, you play ball? Okay, I'll see you at, let's go meet at the court. So that's just how it is, and it just happened.
One last question for both of you, but I'll start with Roey. What does We Will Dance Again mean to you?
Take your time, brother.
You start. I'm after you.
Okay. Whew, okay. We will dance again. Like I kind of said earlier, we have a role to play in the world, right? We have to shed light. And when you're on the dance floor, sometimes the dance floor is a little like dark, but once the music starts kicking, usually the lights start coming on and people start feeling it. So when I hear the term "we will dance again," it's just bringing the world to joy and having fun and smiling, hugging, kissing, you know, just interacting with each other and just being a world where we're not afraid of our fellow brother. We're not afraid of someone walking down the street. You know, we should live in a world of peace and harmony and tranquility and empathy and love and all of these things. But, you know, right now the world is very divisive. So what we have to do as a people is dance and show that our spirit is dancing, that we're happy, and nothing is going to extinguish that, you know. And, I have a daughter, and I just showed him her picture. And what was she doing? She was dancing,
Dancing
right?
Like a sweet little girl, yeah.
Yeah, so... We've been dancing since we were kids. We'll never stop dancing. We'll dance when we're old. And we won't let any terrorism or people that try to harm us stop us from dancing. We're going to do it, and we're going to do it proudly. And no one's going to stop us.
I will dance for them. I will dance for me. I will dance for all the victims. That's what they want. And that's what we have to do.
That's a good ending. Thank you so much, you guys, for doing
this. No, thank you.
I really appreciate it.
It's wonderful.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.